Beyond assessing what happened in Benghazi on September 11th, U.S. policy in the Middle East will dominate tonight's presidential debate. That's probably certain. And the current situation in Syria and Lebanon seem to be heading for a full-blown crisis. Syria arguably has been there for months. In Lebanon, the army says it will act now decisively to maintain civil order after violent clashes following Sunday's funeral of the country's intelligence chief, Wissam al-Hassan. The Lebanese official was a strong critic of Syria's government. He was killed by a bomb on Friday, and following his funeral, there have been clashes in which the most serious have been in the northern city of Tripoli, where at least three people were killed. Was Syria behind the killing of the intelligence chief? Is the violence in Syria spreading throughout the region? We welcome to The Takeaway the political columnist and TV host Rami Khoury. Rami is usually based at the American University in Beirut, but he's in the United States this week. Rami Khoury, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
So is it the suspicion that the assassination of Wissam al-Hassan by Syrian operatives, is that driving the violence right now that has taken the lives of the people in Tripoli, Lebanon?
Well, there's not a lot of violence. There's sporadic incidents that have taken place, and these have taken place over the last year or so. So this is not to be blown out of proportion. Definitely, there's about half the country in Lebanon suspects the Syrians were behind the killing. But the actual violence on the streets, that sporadic confrontations and a few shootouts, have been going on in Lebanon for years, unfortunately. They've been accelerated or exacerbated by the conflict inside Syria, but they've also been going on for purely domestic Lebanese ideological confrontations. And this is one of the tragedies of modern Lebanon, that it has become, well before the Syria conflict, has become the kind of proxy battlefield where both local powers like Iran, Saudi Arabia, Israel, Syria, whoever, and global powers in the past, the Russians and the Americans, used to fight their battles on the Lebanese turf. And this is happening once again.
Remind us, Rami Khoury, of the situation, the sort of symbiotic situation between Lebanon and Syria. There have been Syrian troops in the Bekaa Valley for decades. And Lebanon is variously described as a transit point for possible weapons and fighters into Syria. As Syria destabilizes, what do you think are the consequences to Lebanon besides sporadic violence?
Well, there aren't any more Syrian troops in the Bekaa. The Syria was in Lebanon for like 20 years after the civil war and dominated and ran the country. And then there was an uprising in 2005 after the killing of the former prime minister Hariri. There was a spontaneous uprising and the Syrians essentially were forced out. They still have a lot of political influence through operatives and allies, including people like Hezbollah and some independent politicians. But there's a tension between the Syrian interests in Lebanon and the Lebanese national interests. The country of Lebanon is probably split halfway. Half the people are very critical of Syria's role in Lebanon, and the other half support Syria's role in Lebanon. And this is linked to relations with Iran, relations with Hezbollah. So there's many things that are linked together that are very complicated. Hezbollah relies on transit through Syria to get some supplies and weapons and training and whatever from Iran and whatever it gets from Iran. So there's a very complicated situation. If Syria were to see a change in regime, it would mean stress for Hezbollah, which would have to adjust. But it would probably be a good thing for Lebanon as a whole to have a more democratic Syrian state next door. But the internal Lebanese tensions have their own indigenous reasons. The inability of 18 different confessional groups in Lebanon to fully agree on a national political system or even a policy for the different governments that come and go. So there's chronic political tensions and confrontations in Lebanon that erupt once in a while into small little incidents of fighting. And then you have also the added stress of the Arab-Israeli conflict, the Iranian link, and the now global issues like the Russians supporting the Syrians and the Americans and others opposing them. So all of these things come together in Lebanon, unfortunately, which makes it so complicated.
We're talking with Rami Khoury, who's the director of the Issam Ferhez Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. Rami, in the debate tonight, there will be a lot of talk about Middle East policy. Is there any expectation, and is there some I mean, do people in Lebanon believe that there is a U.S. role to be played in Syria that would fundamentally change things on the ground?
Well, again, the people in Lebanon, as in most of the region, are very split. There isn't a single Lebanese or Arab view. There are people who are very pro-American government and people who are very critical of the American government. I think the biggest criticism of the U.S., and this is about Syria, it's about the Palestine-Israel conflict, it's about Iran, it's about democratization. The most common criticism is that the U.S. applies a kind of hypocritical double standard, that it supports the uprising to overthrow the Syrian government, but it doesn't support the uprising to overthrow or to reform the Bahraini government. So these kinds of double standard accusations are very common. I think people generally would like the U.S. and other world powers to play a constructive role in the Middle East. And if this means supporting revolutions that are trying to set up more democratic, more pluralistic, and more legitimate governments, then people would not have a problem with, many people would not have a problem with international support in terms of political, diplomatic, financial, even military support in some cases. But there are others who oppose it, like we saw in Libya. Many people supported in NATO's intervention, others didn't. So it's always going to be a contentious issue. But if the West and the U.S. in particular were to be more consistent, I think you would find a much clearer support for American involvement if it were equitable, if it treated Arabs and Israelis the same, if it treated all the Arab governments the same, if it treated Iran and Israel the same. But that consistency is not there, and that, therefore the U.S. finds itself with very, very few friends and allies in the region and almost no respect around the region at all.
Rami Khoury, political columnist and TV host based at the American University in Beirut, speaking with us from the United States, where he is this week. Thanks so much, Rami.
You bet. Bye.
Later this hour, we'll be talking about the news that the UCI, World's Cycling Governing Body, is stripping Lance Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles. We want to know, is Lance Armstrong still a role model for you? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in on this conversation or anything you hear on the program.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.